bless you this morning. We exhort you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love over us. We bless your name. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your grace over our life. We honor you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Father. You are good. You are kind. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. We bow before you, Lord. We say glory be to your name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We worship you. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace over us. Thank you for the love that you have shown to us. Lord, we exalt you. We honor you. It is not of work, lest any man should boast. It is purely by your grace. We honor you, Lord. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, 28th of January, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for this beautiful day. Honor him for his mercy, for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me into you this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the scripture says that fire go before the Lord and consume his enemy. The fire of the Lord goes before me today and consume every appearances of wickedness along my way today. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my heritage today is blessing. My heritage is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is poured out unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon that is put together against me will prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. Any form of evil words that is spoken against me, it will not stand. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that my supply is unlimited today. For he has said by his word that the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me, the Lord bless the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my labor this day will not be a waste. I will not labor in the wrong direction. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the Spirit of the Lord orders my step today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk in the company of perversion. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over my day. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, no evil will befall me. Neither will any plague come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, oh, for the Lord that keeps me will neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord will not allow the son of evil to smite me by the day, nor the arrow that flies by night to come near my dwelling. The Lord will preserve me, preserve my soul. The Lord preserve me, preserve my household. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the heavens is open upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon me, is upon the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, oh, I will not be limited in my supply of help. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord today and I declare that the Lord prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, the Lord anoints my head with oil. My head will not lack oil. My cup will not be empty. The Lord anoint my head with the oil of gladness. The Lord anoint me with oil and my cup runs over. Oh, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows me today, becomes my portion from this time forth and even forevermore. I enjoy the blessings of the Lord Most High upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want us to lift up our voice this morning and thank the Lord concerning our brethren. Some of our brethren, the ones that we have their names with us here, and the ones that I know you have with you there. Lift up your voice concerning their life and thank the Lord for this season in their life. Give glory to the Lord for his hand of healing that is coming upon them. And I want you to declare over them that in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of the Lord Jesus, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every expressions of sickness, expression of infirmity in their life. We cancel them. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that breaks the fulfillment of diseases and sickness into them, we cancel it. We uproot them from the root. In the name of Jesus, Father, I declare by your word that by your stripes that they are healed. In the name of Jesus, oh, you send your word. I am sending your word to every single one of them on their sick bed now. You send your word unto them, and your words bring healing, and it brings deliverance from the bondage of the wicked. Lord, I send your word to all of our beloved brethren that is on the sick bed right now. The word of the Lord comes to you and bring healing unto you. The word brings you deliverance. The word break away every chain of sicknesses and diseases, infirmity around you. In the name of Jesus, I declare the peace of the Lord upon your life. Your healing is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, yesterday, I told you by the leading of the Lord that the Lord gave us some charge yesterday concerning our anchor word and anchor scripture for the month of January and for the year 2026. And the word is go forward. And from the beginning of the year, we've been praying, we've been looking at the scripture on different dimension by which the word has been coming out unto us. Yesterday, the Lord led us into having 7 important charges as we forge ahead in this year 2026. But let me quickly remind you of our program that is coming up tomorrow, by the grace of God, 29th of January 2026. That is tomorrow, Thursday, by the grace of God. The program is going to start by 12 noon, by the grace of God. So I want you to prepare, plan, and pray to be part of this program. The Lord is going to bless you. It's going to be a defining moment in your life. It's going to be a prophetic moment for you as you present yourself in the presence of the Lord for this program tomorrow. The Lord bless you as you attend. The venue for the program is at Oluwa Damilare Garden. That is beside National Open University. National Open University is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction along Songo Eleyele Road. So whatever end you are coming from and you are passing through that Eleyele Songo Road, either from Poly End or from Eleyele End, just get to Tafo Arena, ask of National Open University. Then after National Open University, you'll see the garden, you'll see a banner outside there. That is an upstairs, you see a banner there. Join us by 12 noon tomorrow. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, like I said yesterday, we were able to cover 3 out of the 7. The first one was for you to take charge of your life, the charge of men. Be careful of men that move into your season, men that you move with in your season. The second charge, the charge to step out of evil design, step out of line, step out of evil design that has been designed for this season. The third one, charge of movement, a charge of movement. And by the grace of God, today we are looking at the fourth charge, is a charge of mercy. I need you to hold on to this scripture passage. Yesterday we read from Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and verse 15. Now today I want you to hold on to this Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hold this word in your hand as you go through this world, these dimensions of world that the Lord has given to us on the theme of go forward. I want you to understand this, dearly beloved, that mercy is the nature of God. God's mercy is the graciousness of God towards me, the ability of God to look beyond my sin, to look beyond your sin and show me compassion, to look beyond your sin and show you compassion. the ability of God, not considering my lineage, not considering the evil that has been committed before my birth, to give me a new life, to give me a new life and to transit me into a greater height. That is what the mercy of God is all about. So this morning, I want you to hold on to this, the charge of mercy. As you go this season, you need the mercy of God upon your life. I want you to pray. I don't want to take too much time on explaining on the word mercy. By the grace of God, one of these days, we are really going to consider the word mercy. But this morning, this is a charge for you as you go this season. A charge of mercy. You need the mercy of the Lord this 2026. I want you to pray. I receive the mercy of God for mighty things in my life, mighty experiences in my life, in the name of Jesus. I receive the mercy of God for mighty things in my life, mighty experience of mercy, mighty occurrence of mercy, in the name of Jesus. My experience this season is the experience of great mercy, in the name of Jesus. Let me give you this example from the scripture. There is a man that has been bedridden for 38 years. No movement, nobody to help him. He does not have the blessings of men. There was no one to help him, but mercy of the Lord locates him. The man was there for 38 years. Jesus became the move of mighty act of mercy in his life. I want you to pray. I experienced the mighty move of mercy in my life this season. In the name of Jesus, I will not miss the mighty move of God's mercy upon my life this season. In the name of Jesus, pray and tell the Lord this morning, I will not miss out of God's mercy this season. I will not miss out of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, Lord, I receive your agent of mercy this season. I receive your agent, your vessel of mercy, the vessel, the agent that you have prepared to show me mercy, to extend your mercy to me. I receive them with joy. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my path must cross with my appointed vessel of mercy at the appointed time. In the name of Jesus, my path must cross with my appointed agent of mercy at the appointed time. In the name of Jesus. Let me show you something from the scripture. Now, when David became king, he remembered Jonathan. And that was when King David became the appointed vessel of mercy for Mephibosheth. The king commanded that this crippled man be brought into the city of David, that he should be brought into the city. And not just that, they should bring him into the palace so that he will eat at the table of the king for the rest of his life, and that all that belongs to him, that belongs to his lineage, that has been taken away from him, be restored. This is profound. This is the mighty act of the mercy of God over the life of Mephibosheth. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, my path must cross. I must meet my appointed vessel of mercy. In the name of Jesus, I must enjoy the mighty act of God's mercy this season, this year. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare over my life, in the name of Jesus, that I come in alignment with the mercy of God. I come in alignment with the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare over my life, I come under the administrations of God's mercy. I come under the administration of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my life that in the name of Jesus, by the mercy of God, I begin to feast at the table of the kings. I no longer eat from the crumbs that falls from the table. Oh, by his mercy, I enter into the city of the king. I eat from the table of the kings. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy God's provision of daily arrangement of his mercy. In the name of Jesus, oh, my life become a full expression of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the consistency of God's mercy for my life. Oh, for my life, for my provision, for my preservation. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the consistency of God's mercy. For his mercy, it never fails, for they are new every morning. I enjoy the consistency of God's mercy over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, my life become a model, a pattern of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the mercy of the Lord secures my reality. The mercy of the Lord secures my going forward in the name of Jesus. I want you to take this prayer as I round up this morning. Because of time and space, there is a lot of prayer on ground that the Spirit of the Lord is bringing to my consciousness concerning mercy. But because of time and space, we are going to stop here today. But I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord brings me out of line. There are lines that the enemy has drawn. There are line queue that the enemy has drawn out for people. And that line is to waste the time of their life. The line is like an evil ordinance. I want you to pray that the mercy of the Lord bring me out of that line in the name of Jesus. Mercy brings me out of the misery of my lineage in the name of Jesus. I'm stopping here, and by the grace of the Lord, if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue from there tomorrow. I want to say this to you as well. Attend this program tomorrow by 12 noon. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I pray for you this morning that the mercy of the Lord be upon your life. The mercy of the Lord is upon your life in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy the mighty act of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. As from this day, you enjoy the mighty act of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, mercy becomes your experience. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is upon your life. The hand of the Lord Most High is upon you. I place the blessings of the Lord upon you as you step out today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and be merciful unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.